Don't move, just leave your dialogue. Here's Mama Toot. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Mama Toot.
Monitor 68, the What's Happening sound, every weekend, everywhere. Edward G. Robinson, patron of the arts, as well as great actor, discovers, quote, one of the world's great artists. The artist, an American now living in Spain, tells his first-person success story later this half hour. 2 minutes away, actress Vanessa Redgrave reveals how she captured the mysterious radiance of the great dancer Isadora Duncan, whose life Vanessa plays in her new film. One of the latest from the Cow Sills, We Can Fly. British actress Vanessa Redgrave is certainly flying pretty high these days. Her career continues to rise swiftly, and her current role, which is a film biography of world-famous dancer Isadora Duncan, who has been dead about 50 years, is this new thing is going to bring her new acclaim. She's a member of Britain's reigning theatrical family. She describes the techniques she has used to capture the elusive spirit and mood of Miss Duncan, who was a legend in her own time. Talking with Vanessa in London, Monitor reporter Shirley Hader.
Vanessa, you have been shooting all right in Yugoslavia, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were in Yugoslavia for about 9 weeks. Up in the north in Opatija, which used to be Abbazia, because at that time, a long time ago, it was Italian territory. And actually, Isadora was there for one day. She talks about in her book, very, very briefly, about the palm trees there. Opatija looks now very much like Nice did in about 1927, nearer to Nice in 1927 than it would be possible to make the Nice of 1968 look. Vanessa Redgrave, when you are studying, when you do a role now, Isadora Duncan, do you become Isadora Duncan? Do you read everything there is to know about such a person? Do you become immersed in the character?
Yes, inevitably, because she was real and because so many people are still alive today who knew her. I don't always do this kind of preparation on a film or even in the theatre, always. It depends, but this needed to. I wrote off to a great many people. I had letters from a lot of people, of course, who knew her and said, the thing I remember most was. And which is sometimes helpful and sometimes not, because, for instance, adjectives like radiance and things, they're super. You know just what the people mean, but you can't just sort of act a load of radiance. But I did write off. I had a letter from someone. I can't remember if it was from St. Louis. And she said, I wonder if you know that Edward Steichen is still alive and is living in Connecticut. And I know him very well, and I would suggest that if you can possibly meet up with them. Well, that was 3 days before we started filming, so of course I couldn't go over and meet them. I would have otherwise. And anyway, I wrote off to his wife, saying, forgive me for intruding and everything, but I'm going to do this film, and I would be so excited to know anything that you would like to tell me about her, because a photographer and an artist have a very particular, special kind of a relationship, which is, you know, different from... And his wife wrote me back such a nice letter, including she'd taken down and typewritten... she'd talked with him about me and about Isadora, and he had recalled Isadora for me, and she'd typed out the things that he'd recalled about Isadora. And she pointed out that most people's reminiscences of a famous person are very subjective. Mm-hmm. They don't reveal the person so much. Themselves reflected in the being present. But told me some lovely little snatches of incidents that when he'd been with her, photographing her in New York and in Greece. Very humorous, and, you know, not all sweetness and light either. As Isadora herself said, so as anybody else, and as one must know, it's useless to copy somebody's style, even if there was film existing, which there isn't. Seconds of Russian film in which you see her through a crowd of people, it's very tantalizing, and a shawl, and you just see a rather big, gentle woman moving very slightly behind these heads of the spectators. The camera's set up in a terrible position, and then she disappears behind a tree. And for 1 second, she bursts out from behind the tree with her arms uplifted and her head to the sky and is gone. And that's the only record there is of her at all. But even if there was more, it wouldn't be any good copying what she did because, no. You know, it all went wrong. Whatever anyone did that copied her, it can only work if you do what she said, which is to place your hands in your heart and listen to the music and listen to your soul and grow.
This is what you do with the part.
This is the approach, yes. Yes,
I wonder,
a lot of more hard work besides just listening to my heart, but it is...
Well, I notice I see a Bach flute sonata, an album over there. Do you literally listen to music to get you into the mood or anything ever?
Oh, very seldom, very seldom.
Because
I can hear music in my head if I want to... if I need music. I know, I just listen to the music for the glory of the music itself.
Oh.
Yes, I can hear certain concertos and things in my head, my favorite ones, if I ever want to, if I'm in a bit strung up and taut and not in a very good state for work. As we all know, music brings peace to the soul more than any other thing in the world, really. And so I just sort of listen to it in my head and grow better.
Been listening to Vanessa Redgrave talking with Shirley Eder. Yeah, I finally pronounced that one correctly. Vanessa is going to play Isadora Duncan in her newest movie. Monitor Music, the best and the latest, directly ahead on the Monitor Beacon.
Tommy Steele stars as one of the biggest goof-offs ever to wear an Army uniform. Watch him in Skywatch, tonight at 11:30.
That's tonight at 11:30 on Channel 4 in New York. If you think you may have arthritis, send for the Foundation's free new booklet, Today's Facts About Arthritis. Learn how severe crippling and disability can be prevented in 7 out of 10 cases by early diagnosis and proper treatment. Write to the Arthritis Foundation, 432 Park Avenue South, New York, 10016. Or call Lexington 2, 1740. The number again, Lexington 2, 1740. The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM, New York. Now 17 minutes after the monitor hour, and here comes Jack Jones.
Come with me, my love, and seize the day and live it fully, live it fast. Never thinking once about tomorrow till tomorrow's been and gone and past. We'll pour the wine and fill the cup of joy and drink it, drink it. think as if it were the last. Live, just live for life. In Paris today, in Amsterdam tomorrow, 60 minutes through the sky. Fly with me and see the setting summer sun, and stay with me to see it rise. And say to those who say to live this way is mad, and mad we'd rather be than wise. Live, just live for life. If you let me, I will lead you through the mystery and wonder of a world you've never known before. Share the splendors to be shared, magic places to explore, dare the dangers to be dared. Life is all of this and more, this and more. Yesterday's a memory gone for good forever, and tomorrow is a guess. What is real is what is here and now, and here and now is all that we possess. So take my hand, we will take the moment, if for just a moment's happiness. Live, just live for life. Come with me to where the hills are green and still and filled with flowers to adore. Come with me to where the laughter rings and drowns the pounding sound of guns of war. Yes, come with me, my love, and live for life, and life will live for you forevermore. Live, just live for life. Just live for life. Just live for life.
How does an American artist living in Spain feel when a famous movie star, who's also a known patron of the arts, walks in and suddenly buys all of the artist's paintings, saying at the same time that this art is destined for world fame? Well, John Albrecht knows that feeling because Edward G. Robinson did just that recently, despite getting lost for 2 hours on mountain roads. For the rest of the story, listen as artist Albrecht fills in the details while talking with Monitor reporter Rick Lazar.
John, how did you meet Edward G. Robinson?
Well, it was rather curious. Mr. Robinson found his way somehow up to our village in the mountains outside of Palma and simply knocked on the door late one evening and announced himself and said he'd like to look at some paintings.
He didn't say yeah or anything?
No, I half expected it, but he did.
Were you really surprised when you saw that fine face at the door?
Absolutely astonished. I grew up with that face, obviously, like every American kid in the movies, and was amazed to see it in life.
Well, talking to Mr. Robinson the other day, he said he hasn't really bought a series of paintings from any artist in years, and he thinks that you really are going to be the thing. What do you think about that?
Well, of course, I'm very impressed and very, very delighted.
John, where were you born? How did you come to Mallorca?
Well, I was born in Havana, Cuba. My father had lived there for many years as an engineer, an American. And then we moved to Canada and to the United States, where I grew up, in Chicago, actually.
Well, tell me, when Edward G. Robinson knocked on your door, what paintings did he buy from you?
Well, he bought several paintings of a series I've been doing of large vegetables and fruit. A large rose, a big red pepper, some bananas, and things of that sort. Rather on a monumental scale, actually.
Well, John Albrecht, let me tell you this. What with Edward G. Robinson buying your paintings, do you know what this means?
Yes, I certainly do, and I'm delighted with it.
It'll mean national publicity for you and lots of newfound success. How are you going to handle it?
Well, I intend to go right on living in Galilea and working as hard as I can, which is the only way to handle anything seriously, I think.
Well, tell me, for some of the young artists who want to come over to Mallorca, would you suggest that they come to find themselves, or what do you suggest?
I've seen a lot of them try it, and I think it's a good thing for a year or so if they're serious and want to get out of the big cities and try it on their own. But they shouldn't prolong their stay. They should stay pretty close to New York, London, Paris, until they've got what it takes to settle down and do something constructively on their own.
Well, tell me, is there a dope problem here with these artists? Do they get high?
There's a considerable dope problem around here, though I personally avoid it for every kind of possible reason. But it is fairly prevalent among most of the younger painters, and many of them think this is a way of painting better paintings. I disagree, and I think the paintings they do prove my point. I think you have to be very sober to get a painting done.
Well, John, I want to thank you for talking with us, and I wish you all the success in the world. Huh?
Thank you so much.
Our guest has been John Ulbricht, artist here in Palma de Mallorca. This is Rick Lazar for Monitor.
If you're looking for a singer, gardener, here she is, Petula Clark.
Never what it seems, we're always searching in our dreams to find that little castle in the air. When worry starts to cloud the mind, it's hard to leave it all behind and just pretend you haven't got a care. Someone else in your imagination, wish that you were standing in their shoes. You change your life without much hesitation. Would you, if you really had to choose?
Later this evening, hear another in the stimulating, informative Second Sunday series on NBC Radio. Tonight's program is titled The Young Rebels, The Reason. It's an in-depth look at the extremist elements among today's youth. NBC reporter Paul Friedman has gathered material from 2 weeks spent with the Stop the Draft demonstrators in New York City, which was last month, plus a nationwide college tour talking with students and faculty. Sociologists and other experts will also be heard. That's The Young Rebels, The Reason. Another in the Second Sunday series, later tonight on NBC Radio. Angel Mendez, say a little prayer. Wherever you are, be at home with Monitor on NBC. Your Monitor station in Palm Beach, Florida is WQXT. A word from the station is on the line next, after which we'll be right back. This is Henry Morgan.
This is Bob Considine. In just 10 minutes, I'll be with you on Monitor for one of my weekend reports on NBC Radio.
Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and you'll head for the best. Wherever you are, you'll find Monitor on NBC.
Yeah, Monitor covers all compass points, whether you're at home, on the road, up in the air, under the sea, in a mine, up a tree. Of course, you have to have a radio. And to keep you posted, Mel Allen coming up with all of today's news in sports and a little peek at the week ahead. He'll check in a little later. To keep you posted on the human condition, author, columnist, world traveler, Bob Considine. With a public warning to all of us who have gone on the wagon and off the cocktail circuit for the new year. Neither of which includes me. And here are Ferranti, Teicher, chorus, orchestra, new song, Here's Where I Belong. On the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Hi, this will come as no surprise to anybody else who has gone on the wagon via a New Year's resolution. You change, but you don't change as much as your friends change. I'll be back with a loosely clinical thought or two after this. You know, most of us don't really understand income protection health insurance. So here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Income Protection Health Insurance pays you when you're sick or hurt and can't work. It pays you cash, like a salary, to spend as you choose, for hospital and doctor bills, or for living expenses. Most income protection policies have time limits. They'll pay for, say, 6 months or a year, then stop paying. One policy that never stops paying is Mutual of Omaha Paycheck Protection. Whether you're in the hospital or at home, Mutual of Omaha Paycheck Protection can pay for as long as you're disabled, even for life. What should you look for in an income protection policy? Check how long it will pay, whether you're disabled in the hospital or at home, and whether it covers both sickness and accident. To make sure it does, see your local Mutual of Omaha man. Get the inside story on Paycheck Protection Health Insurance from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
A drinker who takes a New Year's pledge and goes on the drive for a spell discovers that people who drink excessively are not especially funny. Cocktail parties, once eagerly awaited, suddenly are turned into a noisy bore. One asks himself, am I going nuts? I've been going to parties like this for years. I've always enjoyed them immensely, even after my daughter Debbie put that knock on them. Maybe I should explain that, my friends. Our daughter, who was then 3 or 4, was commissioned by her mother to carry around a small platter of appetizers through the gusty forest of one of our typical New York cocktail parties. You know, low-ceiling apartment, ceiling zero with cigarette smoke, ice tinkling in glasses, raucous laughter, yak, 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 and assorted screams and sometimes even songs. I was enjoying it a great deal when I felt a tug at my trouser leg. I looked down, and there was the dear child looking up at me with the most quizzical expression. I bent over to hear what she was trying to say in the noise. She was saying, Daddy, haven't we had this party before? Well, of course, I gave her 10 lashes, and the party continued unabated. It's still going on, these parties, all over Christendom. But when you look at it through a clear eye, it's a pretty alarming ritual. You never noticed it before, but lots of your friends are inchers. They inch up on you while talking to you. Maybe instinctively they're trying to out-decibel the decibels of the room, and they want to be sure you hear that story they told you only 10 minutes before. Anyway, the guy on the drive begins to retreat from them, resolutely followed by the incher. Eventually, he is trapped with his back to a wall or a grand piano, and he looks heavenward for help. Along about this time in a man's New Year resolution, a small devil who resides inside his liver makes himself heard. What it says, this devil, seems quite reasonable. It says something like, you've shown a lot of moxie, my boy, turning your back on those frosty, crackling, dry martinis, those Bloody Marys that get a fellow started before lunchtime, and those aromatic stingers after dinner. Good for you, bully. But why not have a social drink now and then? Something to hold in your hand so they all don't think you're a square. What's wrong with a little wine or a liqueur? Won't do you a bit of harm. So we head back toward the old way of life, using as an entrance gate that tiny portal of a harmless little drink that won't hurt a flea. If you're dry, Doc, stay in dry dock. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now, a final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes. Do policy owners like Mutual of Omaha's local hometown service instead of dealing with an office hundreds of miles away? When an independent research company asked policy owners, are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service, over 97% of the thousands replying said yes.
Policy owners like Mutual of Omaha's local hometown service.
Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be presented again next weekend by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, I'm Lou Rawls. Say, what do you think of first when I say YMCA? Exercise, I'll bet. Like, you know, the bodybuilding bit? Well, sure, you can do that at the Y. But you're not really with it if you think that's the whole happening down there. Just ask somebody in the in crowd, and you'll find out that the Y is a real groovy place to go for fun. It really swings, with its swimming pool, gym, handball court, and running track. So take my advice and drop in at your YMCA and look things over. Get along now. You better swing on down there. And here's some music to come on the way.
They say this is a big, rich town, but I live in the poorest part. I know I'm on a dead-end street in a city without a heart. I learned to fight before I was sick. The only way I could get along.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
This is Monitor at 15 minutes before the hour, and we think you'll enjoy Dana Valerie singing Shabadek.
Shabadek.
Shabadek, as sung by the famous native Cuckoos. In one moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports, plus a look at the week ahead. Monitor Sports brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of Better Idea Cars, from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
This is a direct recording from Riverside International Raceway here in California, where Lincoln Mercury has just come up with three big winners in the 1968 Union Pure Oil Performance Trials. This is an all-round test of total performance, acceleration, braking, fuel economy. Open competition run by experts under the official supervision of NASCAR. And these Mercuries have shown us a clear-cut competitive edge with more winners than anyone else. In the Deluxe V8 class, it was a big Mercury Park Lane that outscored half a dozen other great cars. In the medium V8 class, a sleek Mercury Monterey hardtop beat everyone else in sight. And in the intermediate V8 division, the all-new Mercury Montego proved itself a real winner with a score no other car in any class could beat. This week, you can drive the cars that have proved their total performance in open competition. See them at the home of champions, your Mercury dealers.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. Hello there, everybody. Great Green Bay won its second straight Super Bowl, this time in Miami's Orange Bowl Stadium, and this time the victim, a determined Oakland Raiders team. The score, 33-14. The fashion, typically in Green Bay, methodical. The Packers, as Raider offensive right tackle Harry Shue said, weren't fancy. They just played hard-nosed football, and in so doing earned $15,000 per man, $7,500 more than each Oakland player. The Packers were led by Don Chandler's four field goals, the passing wizardry of Bart Starr, and their always great defense. And as in the first Super Bowl game last year against Kansas City, they broke open a fairly tight game in the second half. Green Bay scored the first time it got their hands on the ball on a 39-yard field goal by Chandler. He kicked four for the day. He booted a 20-yarder in the second period. He made it 6-0. After Oakland was forced to punt moments later, Bart Starr collaborated on a first down 63-yard touchdown pass with Boyd Dowler, and that made it the Packers 13, Oakland nothing. Then the Raiders got on the scoreboard, Daryl LaMonica passing 23 yards to Bill Miller to climax a 9-play, 78-yard march. In the final moment, Green Bay recovered Roger Bird's fair catch fumble of Donnie Anderson's kick on the Oakland 45. That's in the final moment of the first half. And 4 plays later, with just 1 second on the clock, Chandler kicked his third field goal, this time a 42-yarder. And so the half ended, Green Bay 16, Oakland 7. In the third period, Green Bay struck again with Donnie Anderson carrying over from the 2-yard line at the end of an 83-yard march. Bart Starr kept the drive alive with key third down passes. 34 yards to Max McGee and 11 to Carroll Dale. As a matter of fact, that's the last pass that Max McGee will ever catch in professional football. He announced his retirement today. In the closing seconds of the third period, Chandler booted his fourth field goal from 31 yards out to make it Green Bay 26, Oakland 7. A desperation pass by the Raiders' Daryl LaMonica in the fourth period when they were trying to play catch-up football led to another Packer touchdown. Herb Adderley picked it off, the first and only interception in the game, and returned it 60 yards for the score, getting a great block at the very end of the run. The final touchdown of the game belonged to Oakland. LaMonica hit Bill Miller, this time with a 24-yard pass, capping a 74-yard drive, and that made it Green Bay 33, Oakland 14. Bart Starr was named the game's most valuable player. His teammate, as we told you, Max McGee, announced his retirement, and Packer coach Vince Lombardi said this about Oakland: they're a great football team, and they played well. He added, "I'm real grateful we've got a great bunch of boys, and they played well. They deserve the victory." And so, on this Super Sunday, Green Bay, once again, is the champion of professional football. Billy Casper, Bruce Devlin, and Johnny Pott were tied with 72 hole scores of 3-under, 285 in Sunday's Bing Crosby's National Pro-Am, and went into a sudden-death playoff to decide the winner of a $16,000 purse. In the National Hockey League, defenseman Bill Masterson of the Minnesota North Stars remains in critical condition, suffering a head injury in last night's game against Oakland. In skiing, Canada's World Cup holder Nancy Green suffered a slight fissure in her left ankle during a workout in Austria. However, doctors say she'll be ready for the Winter Olympics next month. Looking ahead, tomorrow, the American Football League's new Cincinnati franchise starts drafting veteran players from other league teams. Tuesday, the $50,000 Professional Bowlers Association San Jose, California Open. Friday, the Los Angeles Invitational Track and Field Meet. And Saturday, UCLA in Houston, the nation's top-ranked college basketball teams meet in the Astrodome. And Sunday, the American Football League All-Stars game in Jacksonville, which will be aired by NBC, and the National Football League's Pro Bowl game in Los Angeles. That's what is and will be in sports, Henry. Mel Allen here, friends, and now this word about Autolite.
Lamont, France, June 1967. You're listening to the car that won, the Ford Mark IV, a $100,000 car with a battery that's almost a carbon copy of the one you buy for under $22. It's an Autolite battery. How come a low-priced Autolite battery in a $100,000 car because there is no better battery for the job, not at any price. Get an Autolite battery for your car, whatever kind you drive.
If you like sports, Monitor's coverage helps you stay informed quickly, completely, pleasantly. Here you got your Sandpipers with one of their latest songs and a built-in lesson in instant Spanish. Why don't you grab a pencil and take notes? Camelot. King Richard's Flugel Night. News coming up. Stay on the line. Stay informed on the latest names and events around the nation and around the world. My name's Henry Morgan.
So we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off. Don't you make a mistake.